From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama faced off with Republican critics today, including his one-time rival John McCain, in a lengthy discussion of the nation's troubled health care system. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama urged lawmakers to try to find areas of agreement on health care legislation, but it's clear deep differences remain between the parties, with Democrats favoring a comprehensive overhaul and Republicans pushing a more incremental approach. The tone was civil throughout the meeting, but the president did bristle when Republican John McCain took him to task over some of the special deals included in the Senate's legislation in an effort to win over individual lawmakers.
Let me just make this point, John, because we're not campaigning anymore. The election's over.
I'm reminded of that every day.
The president argued it's more important to talk about the substance of any health care overhaul than the messy process through which it was arrived at. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The former operations director for jail financier Bernard Madoff is in FBI custody. Daniel Bonventre was arrested at his Manhattan home early this morning on charges of conspiracy, securities fraud, and tax crimes. Bernard Madoff, meanwhile, is serving a 150-year prison sentence after he admitted bilking investors out of billions of dollars in a Ponzi scheme. A group of liberal law professors is urging President Obama to take a more aggressive approach to nominating and confirming federal judges. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, they want the president to make tipping the balance of the judiciary a priority.
Nearly two-thirds of sitting federal judges and seven of the nine Supreme Court justices were appointed by Republicans. The law professors who wrote this letter said to President Obama, "Your administration must act with far more energy and dispatch to change that ratio." There are more than 100 vacancies right now. President Obama has nominated fewer than 50 judges, far fewer than President Bush in his first year. And Congress has been slower to confirm President Obama's nominees. This letter came the same day President Obama nominated a prominent critic of conservative legal theories for a judgeship. University of California Berkeley law professor Goodwin Liu is in line for a seat on the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court in California. He used to chair the board of the American Constitution Society, the liberal counterpart to the conservative Federalist Society. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Two former classmates of the man who confessed to trying to bomb the New York City subway system have pleaded not guilty in a New York courtroom. Zarain Amidzeh and Adis Medunyanin are accused of planning to carry out the attack last September. Prosecutors say the defendants conspired with a third man named Najibullah Zazi. U.S. stocks continue their downward spiral. Dow's down 94 points. This is NPR. In the government's latest snapshot of durable goods, factory orders are the highest they've been in 6 months. They rose 0.3% in January, fueled mainly by a surge in demand for commercial aircraft. A notorious Mexican drug lord has received 25 years in federal prison in a hearing in Houston that happened under extraordinary security precautions, as NPR's John Burnett reports.
Ociel Cardenas Guillen was former crime boss of the Gulf Cartel, which operates out of Matamoros, Mexico. He created the feared assassin squad known as Los Zetas. The 42-year-old Cardenas, who was extradited from Mexico to the U.S. in 2007, pleaded guilty to drug smuggling and money laundering. Prosecutors say he's responsible for smuggling thousands of kilos of cocaine and marijuana into the United States and for ordering the murders of hundreds of people. In addition to 25 years without parole, Cardenas was ordered to forfeit $50 million in drug proceeds. With the Zetas' reputation for violence and brazen jailbreaks, the sentencing hearing for Cardenas was hidden from the public and the press. The prosecution's case against him has been built on sealed documents and in closed hearings. The U.S. Department of Justice refused to comment on its secrecy. John Burnett, NPR News.
Another winter storm's bearing down on parts of the northeastern U.S., and storm-weary travelers are bracing for delays. A spokesman for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says hundreds of flights have already been canceled. The death of a SeaWorld trainer in Orlando is prompting the park to cancel killer whale shows at its Florida and San Diego, California sites, possibly in San Antonio. SeaWorld's reevaluating its safety procedures after a trainer was dragged into a pool by a killer whale and drowned. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.